This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now it's time for the Mercedes in the Morning Pre-Show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Monday, March 4th. And it is 5:30. Thank you guys for joining us this half hour just for you. Also up early, whether you are headed out or headed in or somewhere in between, we appreciate you guys being here. Back from a really crazy, windy weekend here in the Valley. How you doing this morning?
Not bad. You know, it was a super nice weekend. Started off with dinner with some friends and then was out at the ranch with the horses on Saturday. Overall, just a really nice weekend, but just dealing with that wind and everything. And I kept thinking about you because you were out there at the track all weekend doing your NASCAR thing. Everything went off, right? Nothing was canceled over the weekend?
Nothing was canceled.
Wow.
Nothing was delayed. It all went on as planned. I will say that it was definitely windy out there. Mm-hmm. Definitely. But just compared to like where I lived, it was not nearly as windy. Like I'm up in Summerlin and the winds were so brutal up there. Like trees falling in my these are like trees that have got to be like 30, 40 years
old. They came down.
Huge, like just down, almost blocking the exit to get out of our neighborhood. Like there were like cones set up. They're still there actually because it's a gigantic tree. It's not like you can get a couple of guys to move it.
Yeah.
It's going to take machinery to move it. That's how big. It was really, really bad up where I live. So the track wasn't, it was definitely windy, but it didn't seem as bad as compared to where I lived.
It's so funny because Saturday morning we woke up. Well, we got back from dinner on Friday night and I'm up there in Summerlin like Mercedes and the winds were starting to pick up. And then I woke up probably about 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning and I could hear, you could just, like the house was like rattling. They were so hard. So that's when I went outside. I'm like, oh my gosh, I need to bring the couch, the cushions in from outside from the patio furniture. So I brought all them in so we didn't lose everything over the weekend. But kind of the same thing with you. Saturday morning woke up super windy. Lara goes out to the ranch, which is in North Las Vegas. And there were zero winds. I got out there about an hour after her, probably closer to 9 o'clock. Same thing, zero winds. They eventually showed up closer to noon, but it was so bizarre how there were certain pockets when the storm first arrived that were calm. It's kind of odd.
Yeah, it was definitely different in different parts of the valley. But the race, yeah, was so much fun and had, you know, so much fun being out there. It was a busy weekend. I was counting. My husband's like, "How many days straight have you been working?" I'm like, "I've lost track because there's always something going on, but it's fun stuff." The race was awesome. If you were out there, I got to meet a lot of listeners that were out there that were like in the pits hanging out. Uh-huh. And talking to them. Want to say hi to Arturo and Mia. I had a really good conversation with them. They came out, so it was a good time.
You talked to a lot of drivers out there. That's kind of the gig. You're talking to drivers. Any celebrities outside of drivers, or mostly drivers you were talking to?
It was all drivers. Like I get my assignment list of who I've got to find on the pits, but then I also on Sunday, there's driver interviews in the Neon Garage. So I'm actually on a stage with them and we have some fun and answer questions and I you know, make up little games to play with them and stuff. So it was a fun time. Yeah, definitely a busy one over at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
So Sundays, oh, that's cool. So then the other time you're out trying to find them, but Sundays, they're bringing them to you?
Yeah, they bring them on stage. So I interviewed Kyle Busch, Noah Gragson, Ty Gibbs, Austin Cindric. There were a couple others. They were on stage, and it was funny because I was interviewing Kyle Busch, and I was playing this little game with them. It was called Dinner, Drive With, or Drive By. So basically, it's like marry, kiss, kill.
Uh-huh.
And so I give him three drivers, and he says who he'd have dinner with, who he'd give a ride to, and who he would drive right past. And one of the drivers, he said, I would give him a ride, but I'm really mad at him for last weekend. He did this to me. I'm so mad. He coincidentally was the very next interview I was doing.
I'm like,
Kyle, just so you know, he might be coming up here on stage any minute now. He's like, good, bring him up here. And the crowd's like, whoa.
Everyone in the track is hearing this stuff. That's awesome.
It was a great weekend. We can't wait to do a recap, and we can't wait to get to the show because we've got tons happening this morning, including we're starting fresh, Beat Mercedes. We had a winner last week. Can you believe it? So we are starting brand new $100 for Mike, $100 diamond pendant from Michael Lehman and Diamond Jewelers. And we'll see if we give this thing away or if it's going to go longer and longer like the last one did.
You went an entire year.
I know.
You went an entire year.
I know. I was bummed to lose, but I was really happy for the winner. I was really, really happy for that.
It was Men Without Hats. Safety Dance was the song that just by not even like half a second, the guy beat you last week. So, we got a new song ready to go. So, it's going to be fun at 7 a.m. It's just fun to play along, too.
There's a lot happening. So, stick around. We've got the pre-show. You pick them right now, though, to kick off the show. You guys get to pick the first song of the show. Do you want to hear Shoop by Salt-N-Pepa? Want to hear Walking on the Sun by Smash Mouth?
And if you follow them, maybe out tomorrow, but if we are the sun, we might as well be walking on the sun.
Or do you want to hear Collide by Howie Day?
Even the best fall down sometimes. Even the wrong words seem to run.
Those are your choices. You can vote right now. It's easy. All you have to do is send us a tweet on X at Mercedes in the AM. You can vote on our Facebook page, or you can text or call us right now at 702-364-9400. We're going to count your votes now and reveal the winner next on Mix 94.1.
Coming up next. Mix 94.1. You're going to want to hear this.
All right, we have more to come on the pre-show this morning on the way next. So what do you do that is just kind of creepy? You'll admit it. It's kind of creepy, but you do it. I do this, but I would bet money that a bunch of you do it too. We'll talk about that coming up next. But first, the votes are in, and Shoop by Salt-N-Pepa is the pre-show you pick up.
You choose the music. You pick it, we play it. It's Mercedes in the Morning, pre-show you pick up.
Yeah, I want to shoot, baby. Shoot.
Mix 94.1. This is the pre-show. Thank you for joining us. I think a lot of people do this, but some may consider it creepy. What is the creepiest thing that you do? Others may look at you and be like, wow, creeper. 702-364-9400. My husband and daughter were out of town for a volleyball tournament, and all weekend long, I track them on Find My on my iPhone. And here's the thing, even when they're not out of town, I track them on Find My on my iPhone. Does anyone else do that? I'm always like, where are they at right now? And then I just look, I find their location. I do the same thing for my mom. Like if I call her, she doesn't answer. I'm like, where's she at? And then I go and I look at it and I'm like, she's at Costco right now. Does anyone else? I mean, that might be creepy. It's like, I'm not trying to stalk them, but I just want to make sure I know where they are at all times, you know?
Do you ever question, like, if you see your mom's at Costco, it looks like she's somewhere else, would you ever send her a text message like, hey, what are you doing at Target right now? Do you ever question what they're doing at a certain location?
No, I don't. I just say, so you went to Costco earlier? She's like, how did you know? I was like, oh, I just, I saw you on Find My. I watch my contacts there just to It's a safety thing. Sure. I just want to make sure everybody is safe. For instance, I'm looking right now. One daughter, she's at home sleeping. The other two are at the convention center. My mom is at home. I have one friend on here. My friend Ross looks like he is at home safe right now in California. So I just like to make sure everybody is safe.
You're just a caring person.
Yes.
I just, the only person I have is my wife, Laura. And so if she's out of town, I check on things, like, just, you know, because she's busy with doing whatever when she's out of town with meetings and stuff, so we can't talk as much. So I'll check to see. I know where she's staying. Like, oh, she got back to the hotel safely, or, oh, looks like she's in the city. She must be at a meeting. But throughout the week, I normally don't, unless I call her and I can't, like, she's not picking up. Like, I wonder if she's at the barn or if she's at home. I'll open it up real fast just to see where she is. But she's the only one I follow. It's just my wife. I don't follow anyone else.
Does anyone else do that? Do you spy on your contacts? I don't like using the word spy because it implies, like, I'm being secretive. They know. And they do the same thing to me. Like, my daughter will be randomly text me, are you in traffic or something? I'm like, why? She's like, I see you haven't moved on the 215 in a long time. Like, oh, you're watching me. Okay. And I don't mind it. It feels like someone is caring for me. Steph, do you do the same thing?
I'm an absolute, I think I'm a stalker on Find My. I'm constantly on this app. Yesterday, I remember I was looking at all my friends and what they're doing. I had two friends in San Diego. They were both at the Fashion Valley Mall. I said, oh my God, they're right next to each other. Are they going to meet up? And I'm watching them. I'm watching them move. And no, they didn't end up meeting up, but it was so cool. I'm like, oh my gosh, I wonder if they know they're both at Fashion Valley.
They just walked right past each other.
Yes.
You should text them both, hey, look to your left, look to your right.
Say hi to each other.
Do you do air tags on stuff? Or do you follow those air tags? Do you have like an air tag on the kids' stuff or anything, or Matt's stuff? Do you follow that stuff?
I have my own air tags. Uh-huh. I don't follow their air tags. I don't think I can follow their air tags. I think your air tag is just you. But
you can share it.
Oh, you can?
Yeah.
Okay, I've never done that. I have had it where it's like, this AirTag has been following you, and I'm like, what? And so I get really paranoid. Turned out it was one of mine that got unregistered. I was like, oh, thank goodness.
It's in your purse. It's Mix 94.1.
Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning.
Show number
2016.
And now, here's your host, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Monday, March 4th. Thank you guys for joining us here. And yeah, it's show number 2016. 2016?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why. I just like, it all kind of hit me like, dang, this is almost done.
I know.
I was like, no, 2006. It's got to be 2000. I'm like, nope. My notes say 2016.
Can we
crazy.
Restart this again? Because this is so much fun.
But it would have no tie into the show number, so it wouldn't make any sense.
I know.
It's almost over. But yeah, the year 2016, this was the top song.
So baby, pull me closer in the backseat.
Closer by the Chainsmokers with Halsey. 2016, man, I will never forget this. This is the year that Pokemon Go brought game playing to the outside real world for millions of children, teens, plugged in adults. I will never forget when that hit. We were on vacation, summer vacation in Hungary, and there were people running around. Like, I'm like, what is everyone doing? Like, it was just craziness.
It took over. I was in it for a couple weeks. It was a fun thing to play. It was a lot of fun in my backyard trying to find certain things in my backyard. It was a cool thing to do.
Yeah, the movies to watch include Zootopia, Rogue One, a Star Wars movie, The Magnificent Seven, La La Land, The Sing, Finding Dory, and Deadpool. The crazy conspiracy theory out of 2016 was that Katy Perry is actually a grown-up JonBenet Ramsey. Do you remember hearing
that one? Yes.
They let's not deny the similarities that they do look very similar, but that no.
Wasn't there one with Avril Lavigne? That Avril Lavigne had passed away
or
something.
She's a body double.
Yeah. Something to Avril Lavigne, but I remember that Katy Perry one coming out. Yes.
Yeah, that was 2016. Also in 2016, the mannequin challenge was absolutely huge. You remember the mannequin challenge, a viral internet video that started in October of 2016 where people would remain still. And this song would be playing Back Beatles by Ray Sherman and Gucci Mane. And people would just be standing still in a room. and the camera would pan through. Do you remember that?
And people would get over the top with some of their mannequin challenges they would do. They would get like, this has to be a picture. And then you realize, oh my gosh, the person blinked. They're actually standing in that awkward position right now.
This, I remember my CrossFit gym. We did one of those. And like, there were people holding like bars filled with lights. They're like, hurry up. Oh my gosh.
I'm sure we did one here in the studio. We should go back to 2016 and find our mannequin challenge.
In 2016, Celine Dion, this is, I did not know this. She stood near the open casket of her deceased husband, Rene Angelil, for 7 hours to greet and comfort complete strangers who had arrived to pay their respects at the public visitation that was held on the eve of his funeral. She was only expected to stay for 30 minutes, but she ended up staying 7 hours to comfort all the people that came to pay their respects.
Who is this?
Celine Dion.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had not heard about that. Also in 2016, the finale of Game of Thrones aired. There was a lot of controversial takes on that show. Also in 2016, that was the year that Kim Kardashian West was visiting Paris for Paris Fashion Week, and she had gone to her room for the evening, sending her bodyguard off to protect her sisters, and she was robbed at gunpoint. Do you remember that?
I do, but I completely forgot about that. Yeah, it was a huge thing.
Yeah, Brangelina divorced in 2016, and some pop culture icons we lost that year. Gene Wilder, Alan Thicke, Carrie Fisher, Muhammad Ali, David Bowie, and Prince, we all lost in 2016.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah,
this thing's coming to an end fast.
I'm sad.
Coming up here, we do have an early edition of Heads Up. And when you win it, you're going to get tickets to the Reggae in the Desert concert over at the Clark County Amphitheater. That's coming up in about 15 minutes. But up next is What's Trending. What do you got for us?
Well, the internet is shocked that this star has completely lost their British accent. Do you hear it? That and more coming up in What's Trending.
Are you guys ready? All right, let's check in on the hot topics.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending. What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, this morning, Millie Bobby Brown is trending. The internet wants to know what happened to her accent. The Stranger Things star, she's English, but fans have noticed that it has transitioned. She was recently on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon when viewers were left confused, saying things like, Millie Bobby Brown developing an American accent was not on my bingo cards for 2024. And why does Millie Bobby Brown sound so American now? Hello. Some even claimed her accent was still transitioning, saying her accent went from British to Australian and then to American. So this is Millie Bobby Brown with her English accent on Jimmy Fallon a few years ago.
You love the Kardashians?
I love them. I love them. Like, I really do. Like, okay, so everybody kind of loves a bit of it. You know, my mom, she's always like, I can't watch it. But then she sits there and she's like, you know?
Okay, and now this was heard just recently on Jimmy Fallon.
Well, if I'm on set, like, I take her to my movies and stuff like that, and we're always at the studio, and if she hears my voice or sees me, she feels comfortable. But if she can't, she gets really anxious.
Where did it go?
What happened?
Oh, my gosh. She grew out of it. Holy cow.
I will say that sometimes, just depending on the people I'm around, I will start speaking with that same dialect or inflection. It is something that when you're in a place for a long time, it may start rubbing off on you. But That's a huge transition. You could kind of hear it when
it's
she said
there.
The word cunt.
Yeah, it's in her DNA.
But yeah, that's just crazy. The internet's like, what happened to her? Why does she sound like a Valley girl now? Is whatever.
Yeah, the likes and everything.
Yeah.
She was in there. Well, Madonna picked up a British accent along the way.
Yeah, she did. And then she lost it.
And then she lost it. And
did anyone go see Madonna this weekend, by the way? And how was it? What time did she end up going on stage? I'm so curious. I had to work all weekend, so I couldn't go. But I'm really, really curious about that concert. Certain. Was it good? Was she super late? Does anybody know? 702-364-9400. Did you hear?
I just saw people that were posting videos, friends that went to the show, but no one said anything about the start time, if it was late or not. We sent some listeners that won last week floor seats, so maybe we'll get an update from them later on.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear from everyone on that. And then also this morning, Caitlin Clark is trending. The senior Iowa Hawkeyes player is one of, if not the best NCAA athlete out there. Earlier this week, she announced that she would be foregoing her last year of eligibility to enter the the WNBA draft. And over the weekend, she made history during yesterday's game against Ohio State. She became college basketball's all-time leading scorer, passing Pete Maravich, who held the record for 53 years. Before the game, she was just 18 points shy of the record, and she ended the game with a total of 35 points. She now holds the record for 3,650 career points.
Oh my gosh, that is huge. The UNLV Lady Rebels are doing great too. They're number 24 in the nation right now as they're getting ready to wrap up their season.
I'm looking to see who has the first pick of the WNBA draft, and it's the Indiana Fever. Congratulations, Indiana Fever. You just got the best player out right now.
I'm guessing the Aces are last in the draft based on the fact they won the championship.
Probably. They don't have, I'm guessing they don't have a great position on that. Getting some texts here. Says Tony says she was 2 hours late. She went on at 10:30. This one says Madonna took the stage at 10:03. This one says 10:30, 10:15 on Friday. It was expected, so we didn't get there till 9. She was amazing. She came out around 10:20-ish. So, yeah, it sounds like, okay, they said 8:30. I would not expect her to go on right at 8:30. In my mind, if it says 8:30, it should be between 9 and 9:30. So I would have been a little frustrated at after 10 o'clock.
Oh, I may have left. 8:30 start, I probably would have got there around 8:45, and then 9:30 rolls around. That's what I'm expecting her. And then I'm sitting around for another hour. I probably wouldn't have left, but the time she would come on, it would take me probably 4 songs to change my mood and put me in a better mood.
Yeah, that's
2 hours. That's still long.
Oh, that is a long time. But I'm glad she was great. That makes me super happy. Some of the videos I saw, she looked fantastic. Mm-hmm. And then finally, this morning, we have Krispy Kreme trending. Tomorrow's Super Tuesday, and the chain is offering their own Super Tuesday deal. Tomorrow, if you go to our participating Krispy Kreme, you can get 2 free original glazed donuts, no purchase necessary. The deal's nationwide, not just in states that are having a primary election. You just have to mention the promo code Tuesday, T-W-O-S-D-A-Y, when ordering. It's only available in stores and the drive-thru, and that is what's trending.
Coming up next, we've got Heads Up and tickets for you to Reggae in the Desert. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
All right, Kate's on the phone. Kate, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
Woo! I am, yes.
All right, let's do this. We have 5 categories for you to choose from. Do you want to go with 33 flavors, Wild Wild West, Game Master, Pack a Snack, or Field Goal?
Let's do Pack a Snack.
Pack a Snack. Today is National Snack Day. So these are all popular snacks or snack brands, okay?
Okay.
Okay, who do you want to pick as your partner this morning?
Mercedes.
All right, Kate, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get 6 correct. You're going to go to the Reggae in the Desert concert, and you start now.
Chips Ahoy, Oreos.
Cookies.
Yes. These are little crackers in the shape of things that swim.
Goldfish.
Yes. These are, they're like spicy little curled up things that you eat. They're very crunchy. They come in a purple bag.
Takis.
Yes. This is what you get at the movie theater. You might put butter on it.
Awkward.
Yes. This is a cracker that they're little squares. They're
Jesus.
Yes. Ooh. Wow. These are plain or peanut. Melt in your mouth, not in your hands.
Oh, M&M's.
Yes. Wow. Hey, you were so good. I was like, she's never going to get Takis. She gets Takis.
Yeah.
I barely say anything on Cheez-Its. She's like, Cheez-Its. I'm like, whoa. Kate, nice job. Congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you.
Kate, you're all set with those tickets to Reggae in the Desert at the Clark County Amphitheater on Saturday, April 20th. Congratulations to you. Now, coming up here in about 30 minutes, we do have Beat Mercedes. If you can identify a song faster than Mercedes, you're going to get that $100 diamond pendant from Michael A. Mendon Diamond Jewelers. And then coming up next, we're going to get ourselves an update.
I am so excited about this. So if you were listening on Friday, we had our friend Carson from the radio show Carson and Kennedy in Boston. He was broadcasting live from our station on Friday because he, on a whim, biggest U2 fan out there, decided I got to see them for their final weekend at the Sphere. I have to do it. So he comes out here, no ticket in hand, with the promise of getting a ticket from the record label. But guess what? The guy at the record label, his contact got let go on Friday. So we got to find out, did he ever get in to see you two? What happened? Oh, man, I was watching his Instagram stories and
there's no
clues.
No updates.
Mix 94.1, it's Mercedes in the morning. You two wrapped up their residency at the MSG Sphere over the weekend. Super bummed I never got a chance to go over there and see it. You saw it. You said it was absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I'm a huge U2 fan. My favorite band, my favorite album. We saw it within the first week. We got tickets to go see it. And it, for me, it was a life-changing concert. I was in tears at multiple points during that show. It was just awesome.
On Friday, one of our good friends, radio friends, Carson from Carson and Kennedy from Boston, Mix 104.1 in Boston, he was here broadcasting live. And we're like, what are you doing out here? And he's like, well, I'm going to go see you too. He was on the show with us on Friday talking about kind of his ticket debacle. His guaranteed ticket went to no ticket. And then it was like, what is going to happen? Carson's on the phone with us now. Hey, Carson, how's it going?
Hey, good morning, Mercedes. Good morning, JC. Hey, Steph.
Hey, we are so, like, I've been thinking about you all weekend. Like, did he see you too? Did he get a ticket? Talk to us about Friday after the show. We were, like, basically begging someone to find you a ticket because your contact got laid off that morning.
Yeah, it was crazy. The contact that we had to the record label with U2, they had gotten fired, which is sad. I mean, a bunch of people in the record industry got fired last week, and my contact was one of them. But thankfully, our boss, he really went to work at that point. And I talked to him right after I was on with you guys, and he said he was working on something. And so I got an email from someone from the venue, from the Sphere, and said, we're working on a ticket. You should hear something by about 4 p.m.
Oh, the anticipation.
Right. So I kind of, you know, waited it out a little bit. And I was like, all right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to wait till 4. If I don't hear anything, I'm going to go over to the Sphere box office. You know, there were all these rumors swirling that they might release some more tickets, that Larry Mullen Jr., the drummer, might actually be there that night. It was causing all this extra buzz. And so I took the shower, hadn't heard anything. When I got out of the shower at like 4:30, I went and checked my phone, and there was the text, I got a single ticket to the show.
Yes!
Yes! Oh, my gosh, I'm so happy for you.
Amazing, Carson.
Even the best part was my ticket. So I get there, and I don't understand, like, what it says on my ticket. So I walk up to one of the staff members as I'm walking in. I'm like, oh, where am I supposed to go? They tell me where to go. And when I get to the section to enter, it's the VIP entrance. they put me in the owner's suite.
What?
The owner's suite?
Yes, I was in the Sphere's owner's suite. And the crazy part, too, was so they had a bartender, this guy, Cody, who was awesome. I tipped him $250, which is what I thought I was going to have to pay for the ticket. So I just tipped him what I thought I could pay for a ticket. But there was nobody in the suite. It was empty. I got there at like 6:30. I sat in the suite alone until around 7:30 when the DJ started playing. I played maybe two other people showed up. And then maybe three or four other people showed up. So we played in that suite by ourselves watching the concert.
What?
Maybe four or five people.
Oh,
it was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. From no ticket to a seat in the owner's suite. That is crazy. That is a crazy Vegas story that you can tell for the rest of your life, Carson.
I still haven't had any sleep yet, Mercedes. I'm still out of it. I don't know what time zone I'm on. I took the red eye back. So I got in at like 6 a.m. and I couldn't sleep because I wanted to tell my wife and my son all about it. And then I had to get up this morning. I can't wait to sleep today.
Oh, my gosh.
Carson with a K is his Instagram. And I just opened it up and I'm now looking at your photos. And your view has to be the best view in the venue. You're up high enough. You see everything straight on. Fantastic, man. I'm so happy for you. That's awesome.
Did Larry Mullen Jr. show up?
He did. They acknowledged him. They put him up on the giant screen. I mean, he didn't play at all. But I heard there was a lot of celebrities there Friday and Saturday night because it was the last two shows. But I'm just telling you, if you ever have a chance to see a show at the Sphere, no matter who it is, that is right now the best venue in the world.
Wow. There are tons of celebrities in the house, but Carson had the best seat.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Carson, man. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Yay!
That was awesome.
Bye, guys. Thanks.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. It's Monday, so we got Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday. Your chance to win this $100 diamond pendant from Michael Lee Minden Diamond Jewelers. If you can identify a song faster than Mercedes, that happens in about 5 minutes.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
Did you work all weekend? Well, Rihanna did too. I don't know what you made, but she made $6 million for working this weekend. She made that playing a single show in India. And it wasn't even like a big concert. It was a private show. It was the pre-wedding party for the son of Mukesh Ambani, who just happens to be the richest man in Asia. His estimated worth, see if you can wrap your head around this.
Okay.
His estimated worth is $112 billion.
Oh my gosh. Good for this
billion,
person.
Billion. So it is not a big thing to ask Rihanna to play at your pre-wedding party for $6 million. There were only about 1,200 people there, but this wasn't just some like quick little gig. She did 19 songs. She had this elaborate stage setup plus backup dancers. It was her first full-length concert since 2016. Mukesh Ambani, he's used to paying money for shows. In the past, he has hired Beyonce, Chris Martin, and the Chainsmokers to play pre-wedding parties for other family members.
You've got this $112 billion budget. Who do you have play your pre-wedding party?
Oh, BTS, no problem. No question.
Get him out of the army.
Like,
you got the money to fly him back.
Yeah, or we will postpone the wedding until they all get out. 2025, I can wait. I can wait. No question. What about you?
You know, my mind thinks, like YouTube. I would want something big. Like, YouTube be awesome. It would be YouTube and then like, with Taylor Swift or YouTube with Beyonce. Let's combine a couple of huge
that
acts
would
together.
Be cool, yeah.
And have some duets or something. That is wild.
Yeah, just absolutely crazy. And how cool would it be to be invited to that pre-wedding party? Oh. Oh,
I
get that invitation. I'm like, yes, 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 plus one.
We were able to afford some cocktails for our guests before our pre-wedding. Imagine having Rihanna come play. That's wild.
And that's the pre-wedding. What happened at the wedding? At the actual wedding? Also this morning, Americans are spending record amounts on groceries in the last couple of years. It's probably not a good idea, though, for companies to offend their consumers. And that's exactly what has happened. The Kellogg's CEO came out saying that struggling families should choose cereal for dinner. And it really angered people when that was said. And now there is a 3-month planned boycott of Kellogg's. This This person on TikTok came out with the idea. It's really grown. On April 1st, the three-month boycott begins, so you won't miss Kellogg's foods like Frosted Flakes or Eggos. She has like links in her bios to similar recipes or off brands that you can buy. Aldi looks to benefit from this protest thanks to their private label foods. Kellogg's has raised prices by about 28% in the last 2 years. And this TikToker asks that you tag them in all associated posts about this, because there are a lot of people that were really offended by that.
Maybe I didn't see the whole commercial, because I saw a news story on this and talking about people being offended, but they showed the commercial. Did it pitch in the commercial like, hey, you may not be able to afford dinner, so eat breakfast instead? I thought it was more of a pitch of, hey, just a reminder, breakfast is not a bad option for dinner. Breakfast is pretty good for dinner. I didn't realize they were pitching of like, hey, if you can't afford to feed your family, get some cereal for that family and try Kellogg's instead.
Yeah, and not just that, but bear in mind that they've recently upped their prices, Kellogg's, by 28%.
Cereal's not cheap.
So how is that going to save the family any money? So we'll see if that boycott stands true. And then finally this morning, the odds, they're 1 in 4 million, but it did happen in Louisiana. A two-faced calf was born. No, it's not this, you know, calf that was nice to you and then behind your back is rude. It's actually a calf. Oh, it must be a Gemini. This is an actual calf that was born with two separate faces. It happened at Brew Farms near Kaplan midweek. The owner says, we were checking on the cow that was in labor and we found that she had her calf successfully, but with a 1 in 400 million chance she had a calf with two faces. The baby cow has now been dubbed Duh Face and is being cared for around the clock. The owners say they will share updates as the calf grows.
But it's interesting.
It's sad. It makes me sad to see it. It's just, yeah, there's two faces on this. I hope it survives. You know, I hope this is something that this calf can still live a good life, even though it has two faces. Yeah.
Interesting pictures there. All right, let's do this. It is now time for Beat Mercedes on this Minden Monday. Can you identify a song faster than Mercedes? If so, you're going to win this $100 diamond pendant.
We are starting fresh because, yes, I lost last week, and we're ready to get this going. So if you think you can beat me this morning, be caller 20 at 702-364-9400 to win this $100 diamond pendant, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers. Hey, a $100 diamond pendant is still a beautiful diamond pendant, so you'd be lucky to win this thing. Just see if you can guess the song faster than I can. Caller 20 is in. 702-364-9400.
This is how we do it.
Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning, and it is time for Beat Mercedes. Kelly is on the phone. How you doing this morning, Kelly?
Good. How are you?
Good. Are you ready to take on the challenge of beating me with the song?
I'm going to try.
Okay, you got this. You're going to be able to pull it off, no problem. $100 diamond pendant from Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers is up for grabs. I'm going to leave the room and give you a shot at this, all right? Good luck.
All right, okay, here she goes, Kelly. You. She's stepping out. Turn off her microphone. Let me turn off her studio. So here we go, Kelly. We're gonna start a song. And as soon as you know that song, I want you to shout out, got it, got it, got it. As soon as you do, we immediately stop the clock, and you'll have 5 seconds to correctly identify it by artist and title. Now, if the song goes 20 seconds, we automatically stop it, and you have to give us something, okay?
Okay.
All right, now the next sound you hear will be the song, will be the contest. Are you ready?
I am.
Song starts now.
Oh, goodness, I know this one.
It's 20 seconds. We have to stop it right there.
I do not know. Oh. I'm having a brain fart.
No, it's hard. It's hard. Steph, you want to go get Mercedes? All right, hold on 1 second, Kelly. Let me put you on hold. It's hard to do on a Monday morning. How are you doing right now? You're driving to work. You're playing along in the car. Did you get it? Here comes Mercedes. Let me turn her back on here. She's getting dialed in. Headphones on. Volume up.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. All right, Mercedes, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
So then let me bring this up here. Hit reset on the clock. The next sound you hear will be the game.
Okay.
Starts now.
Got it. Oh, the name. Five for Fighting.
Mm-hmm.
100 years? 100 years, I think. Oh, my gosh. I'm not 100%
sure. I need
sure
a final answer on the song title.
100 years.
Okay. Mercedes, you are correct. It is Five for Fighting, 100 years. Now, you stop the clock at 3.7 seconds.
Okay.
Kelly went 20 seconds and didn't know the song.
Oh, that's a hard song. Like, you definitely know it's Five for Fighting, but I was spacing the name of that song. I'm 15 for a moment. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, that means the $100 diamond pendant just got bigger. It is a $200 diamond pendant now, courtesy of Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers.
She, Kelly, at the 7-second mark, she goes, oh, I know this song. Yeah. I thought she was going to stop it, but she just let it go for the full 20
that
seconds.
That was a very hard one. That was very, very difficult.
We came out swinging, but you knocked it out in 3 seconds. It's crazy. It's Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Now back to Mercedes in the Morning.
Are you ready for it?
On Mix 94.1.
We've got the Mega Minute coming up here in just about 5 minutes. And when you conquer it, you're going to get tickets to go see comedian Joe Coy.
I feel like everybody has a crazy Vegas story. Whether you grew up here or you came here once and now you live here. Or maybe you're listening online and you've only visited. Everyone, I think, has one of those crazy Vegas stories. And we talked last hour to our friend Carson, who does a morning show in Boston, and he flew out to Vegas hoping to see you two as they were wrapping up their residency at the Sphere. And he thought he had a ticket. He got here. He did not have a ticket. It was just a wild goose chase to get a ticket. He finally found out that not only was he going to see the show, but he was going to be seeing the show from the owner's suite in the Sphere. I mean, talk about crazy Vegas story. That is one he can tell forever.
It's a fantastic story. And he went on to say that hardly anyone showed up to the owner's suite. We said there's like 3 or 4 people that were in there. So he pretty much had an entire suite to himself with a full service bartender to watch his favorite band.
That is absolutely incredible. What is your, does anyone, can you beat that? What is your crazy Vegas story? 702-364-9400. Hey, Jackie, what was your crazy Vegas story?
Good morning.
Morning. What happened to you?
Well, my husband invited me for a date night, and I got ready. He said, just dress comfortable. We're going to go out. And it ended up that we were at Planet Hollywood, and we watched, he surprised me with Gwen Stefani tickets.
Oh,
nice.
My gosh. Her residency there was so fun. Were you completely shocked when you walked in?
I was super shocked. It was so funny because I had no idea that he could sing every single song.
Oh, that was the crazy Vegas story, that my husband knows all the Gwen Stefani lyrics.
He got the tickets for himself, actually.
That's great. I remember before I moved here, my friend, she won a trip to Vegas to go see a fight. It was a Tyson fight, but I don't remember. It wasn't Holyfield. He was boxing some guy. And she's like, I won this trip on a radio station to Vegas. Do you want to go out with me? I wasn't 21 yet, I don't think, because I remember I couldn't gamble.
Mm-hmm.
And so maybe it's because I didn't have money, but I'm 99.9% sure I wasn't yet 21. And I was like, yeah, I'll go. I mean, it's a free trip. So we come out to Vegas. We're staying at the Imperial Palace, if this tells you how long ago it was. And it was... it was the Imperial Palace. I'll just leave it at that.
It had its heyday in the 70s.
Low ceilings.
Yes. They didn't really do upgrades in the 80s and 90s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
smoky.
Yes, very. So we go. We're staying there. We're in our room. The fire alarm goes off in the middle of the night. We're like, oh.
Again, a smoky hotel.
Yeah, we're like, what's happening? So it's the day of the fight. So we're all dressed up in our nice outfits and our heels. And we're like, should we take a cab there? And we look and we're like, no, the MGM MGM is right there. It's right, like, I see it. It's, let's just walk. That was a long walk. I had no idea. We ended up stopping at some strip mall, which is no longer there, having some, I think we had some pho, or we had Chinese food. I can't remember what we ate, but at that point, we called the cab and asked them to take us to the MGM Grand.
Because you're talking about the Link is now where Imperial Palace used to be. So you're talking about going from the Link to the MGM Grand, but also you're up in your room, down to the lobby, out to the strip. And that's probably back when people were handing out flyers to everyone on
the
strip.
Oh, yeah. The card guys.
The card guys.
That's my crazy Vegas story. Tyler, yours involves Mike Tyson, too. What happened?
So I was heading to my doctor's office at the M Casino. And she's downstairs, long, dark hallway, and one man's walking right towards me. And right at the last second, I realize it's Mike Tyson. Scared me to death. I'm like, he's way bigger than I thought, and he's a lot shorter than I thought.
Yeah, I would be stunned also. That's crazy.
Don't say that to him. Hey, man, yeah. You're a lot bigger than I thought, and also a lot short. Boom.
Yeah, exactly. Be careful. Then you'll have a real crazy Vegas story.
Oh, yeah. It is time for the Mercedes in the Morning Mega Minute.
Your chance to win tickets to see comedian Joe Coy. He's going to be at the T-Mobile Arena on April 26th, and if you want to see him, be caller 20 right now. You get to try your hand at the Mega Minute. It's 1 minute, 60 seconds, 10 questions. Answer them all correctly, and you're going to the show. Caller 20 gets to play. 702-364-9400.
Are you ready? It's time for Mercedes in the Morning's Mega Minute.
And Natasha is on. Good morning, Natasha.
Good morning.
We have tickets for you to see Joe Coy right now if you can conquer the Mega Minute. How are you feeling this morning?
I'm excited. I'm ready to take it on.
All right. Let's get this going.
All right, Natasha, you have 60 seconds to answer these 10 questions correctly. If you get one wrong or pass on a question, we'll come back to that question at the end, and the game starts now.
What is the name of the doctor that specializes in animals?
Dr. Doolittle.
No, like the type of doctor.
Oh, veterinarian.
Yes. What animated TV show has the characters Stan, Kyle, Kenny, and Cartman?
Pass.
Juneau is the capital of which U.S. state?
Alaska.
Yes. Where in your body would you find the patella?
Pass.
What 90s rock band is known for their hits Only Want to Be With You and Let Her Cry?
My family's going to be so mad at me. Pass.
How many scheduled innings are there in baseball?
Pass.
What is the powerhouse of the cell?
The atom?
No. Which U.S. city is known as the Windy City?
Chicago?
Yes. Which Disney character is known to leave her glass slipper at the ball? Oh, Cinderella is correct. I'm sorry, Natasha. Some of those were difficult. The animated TV show with the characters Stan, Kyle, Kenny, and Cartman, that's South Park. Your knee, your patella is located in your knee.
Aha!
Yeah, the 90s rock band known for their songs Only Want to Be With You and Let Her Cry. That's Hootie and the Blowfish. 9 innings, scheduled innings in baseball. And the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. I'm so sorry.
It's hard, and it's even harder on a Monday. Yes. Just waking up, getting back into things. Well, that's tough. Well, that means caller 20 right now, 702-364-9400. Caller 20, those tickets to go see Joe Coy are yours. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
So everyone's talking about Taylor Swift this morning. Ancestry.com has a little surprise for her. She is the cousin of American poet Emily Dickinson. I guess Taylor is Emily's sixth cousin, three times removed. Here's how it works out, according to Ancestry. Swift and Dickinson both descend from a 17th century English immigrant, which is Swift's ninth great-grandfather and Dickinson's sixth great-grandfather, who was an early settler of Windsor, Connecticut. They also added that Taylor's ancestors remained in Connecticut for six generations until her part of her family eventually settled in northwestern Pennsylvania, where they married into the Swift family line. Is it a coincidence that in 2022, while she was receiving the Songwriter Artist of the Decade Award from the Nashville Songwriters Association International, that she said, if my lyrics sound like a letter written by Emily Dickinson's great-grandmother while sewing a lace curtain, that's me writing in the quill genre? And she released Evermore on Emily Dickinson's birthday, too.
Oh, everything's calculated. She knew.
She's so smart.
She is.
And if this is all by coincidence, it's a crazy coincidence.
We're just trying to connect the dots to this whole thing. But then you see she has two songs she wrote about her boyfriend?
That's what they're saying. That's not confirmed.
Yeah, I always want to know, how do they find, like, she said, hey, I wrote two songs. The next thing you know, they're telling us, but that's out there this morning.
Yeah, so that is going on. Also this morning, grieving pet owners are opting to do something kind of interesting when their pets cross the rainbow bridge. Grieving pet owners are opting to freeze dry their deceased pets at an alarming rate rather than traditional taxidermy. Experts say that they are this, like, some owners of these freeze-dried places, they claim that they preserve around 90 animals every year, including dogs, cats, hamsters, even rattlesnakes. The cost varies from $1,200 to $4,000. It's all based on the animal's size. So what are the details of the freeze-drying process? Apparently it involves, you have to, like, fill the body cavity with wood filler and then pose the animal however the owner requests for them to pose the animal, using a freeze drying machine with a vacuum to extract any of the moisture. They also use oil based paints for color restoration. They admit that, you know, they wouldn't choose this option for their own pets, the people that do this, but they're glad that some clients are finding comfort in having a lifelike representation of their passed on pets.
Yeah, if it works for you, makes you happy, go for it. I thought about that, but then what position would you want to have your dog in, and then would you want to have them in that way? Because we had Lily, our first dog that passed away. She was cremated. We have her ashes in the house, and we see them. They're on display where you can see them. But I thought, like, what position would you pose your dog in? Lying down, standing up? There are all these thoughts that go into this whole thing.
See, I could never do that. I don't know. Just for me personally, it just seems like, let the animal rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Like, why does it have to stand there for your viewing enjoyment? Like, to see, let the animal rest in peace.
And maybe it's comforting at first, like, oh, he's still here, but then at the end of the day, it's like, oh, the dog is just, you know, just there in the corner. I don't know.
I don't know. I'm not, I wouldn't sign up for that, but if you do, go for it. Finally this morning, this is why I would be so scared to go under the knife. When you hear about things that happen like this Argentinian man got the shock of his life after undergoing what he thought was surgery on his gallbladder, only to later learn that the doctors had performed a vasectomy instead.
Oh, come on now. How did you get that wrong?
This guy, his name's Jorge Baceto. He went in for gallbladder surgery. The operation was scheduled for Tuesday, but there were some circumstances out of his control, so they had to postpone it to Wednesday. And that is apparently the small detail that caused a viral malpractice scandal that has engulfed the whole country of Argentina. Wednesday is vasectomy surgery day at the hospital that he was at, and the staff just assumed that that's what he was there for. So the doctors didn't bother checking his chart either. They just performed the type of surgery they had scheduled for that day, a vasectomy. When he woke up from his surgery, he had no idea what happened, and then a doctor came in to check on him, and after looking at his chart, he gave him the shocking news that he had just had a vasectomy instead of his gallbladder operation. He was speechless. He began to panic. He didn't have, you know, he didn't have any clue as to why that happened. His lawyer said his client is pretty devastated, and although he is the father of two boys, he's in a new relationship and they had plans to try for a child with his new partner. So it's currently ongoing, but I'm guessing he's going to sue the doctors in the hospital for negligence. Just a hint. A hunch, you know?
And then just go and also go to a different hospital to get that gallbladder surgery that he still needs to get done.
Yeah, he still needs to do that. It's not going to be there, I guarantee it.
It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1. I didn't realize the song was about Ted, and I just took a bite of my apple. I'm so sorry.
It's a short song. It's a short song that Teddy swims. We were talking off the air earlier about the crazy wind we had here in Las Vegas and that windstorm that finally, I feel like it rolled out of town last night, but there were some wild winds here in Las Vegas.
It was so crazy where I live. Like, first of all, I did not sleep a wink Friday or Saturday night. It was so loud. Like, the solar panels on my roof were just like shaking. So it was so loud. And I remember thinking Friday into Saturday that I was dreading waking up on Saturday to see what damage was done. I just knew it was, I've never experienced wind like that living in Las Vegas. And we get some windy days, but it was brutal. So I wake up Saturday morning, look out the front window. Everything appears to be normal. Everything looks good. I don't see any like random trampolines anywhere or anything like that. Who had the worst wind damage, or what is the crazy thing you lost in that windstorm? 702-364-9400. I go to the back of the house and I look out the window. And everything appears to be normal until I look at the pool. And I'm like, what's in there? So I go downstairs, I go in the backyard. There's our furniture from our sitting area in our backyard in the pool.
Oh, gosh.
All in the pool. I'm like, oh, great. My husband was out of town. So I'm like, well, that's staying in the pool. I can't get it out by
it's
myself.
It's heavy trying to get it out.
No possible way. So, yeah, we ended up with some furniture in the pool. And then the gigantic pine trees that are at the entrance of our neighborhood all fell. They're still like blocking the roadway. There's cones set up. There were like tree cutters out there. It was a mess.
What was the wind damage that you had? 702-364-9400. I was expecting some serious stuff by our house. I moved all the patio furniture from the backyard and kind of tucked it in under the patio, brought in all the cushions so they were good. Front yard, about 2 years ago, we had a new tree put in. They put those big spikes to hold the tree in place. Woke up Saturday morning, the tree was still up, but the spikes were blown down. So I put those back in the ground and resecured the tree. But a friend of mine, she's downtown on Saturday, and she has a white Tesla, and I'm down there, and I see her, and she's got this huge blue dent in the front of her Tesla. A dumpster had blown down the street and slammed into the front of her Tesla.
Oh my gosh.
A dumpster moving down the street. Like a car.
Oh my gosh. Jamie, good morning. What happened in the windstorm to you? Jamie. No, Jamie.
The wind blew out a cell service. Oh, there she was.
Oh, sorry, Jamie. Katrina, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. Hi. So we woke up the morning after the windstorm, and my mom's fence was totally blown down. Like, the entire metal fence was on the ground halfway into the street on Cheyenne.
And what do you even do in that situation? Like, it's like starts from scratch, try to put it back up. What's the plan here, Katrina?
So my mom is an older lady, so we literally had to try and pull it back in, but the wind was still blowing like all that day. So we used strings, we used old water hoses, you know, whatever we could to like get it up. But the wind was blowing so hard that it was still forcing towards the fence, blowing it down. So it was like leaning. People were walking down the sidewalk, and they literally had to walk into the street.
Oh, my gosh. That is terrible. I hope that's all fixed or gets fixed, Katrina. Thanks so much for calling. I'm getting some texts here. This one says, a tree had fallen on top of the roof of my apartment and took out a chunk of our roof. This one says, our neighbor's trampoline took out our roofline shingles, damaged our wall and pool equipment. Springs, poles were everywhere, and the trampoline ended up in our pool. Okay, so who's responsible for the damage on that? Like, is your neighbor responsible?
One would think they have to have it secured down. It's your trampoline in your backyard. It's your responsibility to secure that thing. Same with, what about just patio furniture that goes flying through someone's yard?
Yeah.
It's your responsibility to secure your stuff.
Naomi, good morning. What happened with you guys?
Good morning. We had no power for 12 hours.
Oh, I heard it was all out all over the valley.
Yeah, it was insane. And we couldn't cook anything because we have all electric in the house, no gas.
Oh, wow. Well, so you don't get that gas.
Oh, yeah. No, I still want to get the gas, though, because, like, if something like that happened, yeah, like, you could still cook.
For sure. I just saw a text here that someone was at a volleyball tournament on Saturday, and they lost power during one of their games. So you're playing, everything's great, lights out.
It's Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the morning. We had dinner with some friends on Friday night, and they were telling us about a recent trip they had to Disneyland. And they were all staying in the same room. Everybody was telling me, it's like the middle of the night, about 1 o'clock in the morning, the hotel phone in the room starts ringing. And he wakes up in a panic and picks up the phone. He's like, hello? And it's his son. He's like, hey, Dad, can you let me in? He's like, Tommy, what are you doing? He looks around. His son's like 15 years old. His son's not in the room. He's like, where are you? He's like, I'm down in the lobby. What are you doing down in the lobby? He had slept walk for the first time.
They didn't hear him, like, get out of bed and leave the room?
Did not. He got up out of bed.
Whoa.
Left the room, went downstairs into the lobby, and at some point, if someone woke him up, or he woke up on his own, but he's like, what the heck is happening? And that's the first time he fell asleep. So the next night, he said they're trying to barricade the door and do stuff. And he got up and slept walk again. But he did it. But that was the first time. He's woke up in the middle of the night. And his kid is down in the lobby because he slept walk.
Sleepwalking is such a weird thing. It's so bizarre because they say you're not supposed to, like, wake someone up,
mm-hmm,
because it could startle them. But at the same time, if they're putting themselves in danger and, like, leaving rooms, that's something to be concerned about. Natasha's on. Natasha, did you have a family member that had an issue with sleepwalking?
Oh my gosh, yes. I have a nephew who used to sleepwalk when he was very young. So he was probably about 3 or 4, and he would pee in weird places. So one night we were watching a movie, and all of a sudden he comes out of his room in the darkness, turns on the kitchen light, goes straight to the trash can, opens the lid, and pees, and goes back to his room like nothing ever happened.
Oh my gosh. Why do I feel like that's something that a lot of boys do? I think my brother would do the same thing.
Really?
But he would go into his closet,
uh-huh,
because he thought it was a walk-in closet, and he thought it was the bathroom, because the bathroom was right across the hall from him. I don't know what he thought, but he would wake up and go in there and pee on his clothes, and then they'd leave. Like, then he'd go back. It was a weird situation.
Because his mind, he's going to the bathroom or something. Like, oh, I must be in the bathroom, and just do his thing. Anyone have a sleepwalk situation? And sometimes you can put yourself in danger. Luckily, my friend's kid woke up when he was in the lobby, but what if he kept, like, walking and walked out of the hotel and walked down the street? It could end in a bad way for some people.
Steph, you used to be a sleepwalker, right?
I did. I used to sleepwalk as a kid. One time, I guess I was sleepwalking at night. Luckily, my brother was awake and he saw me sleepwalk, and he didn't want to wake me up. Like we said, we don't want to wake up sleepwalkers in case something bad happens. But I ended up walking out the front door and started walking to the street. And that's when my brother was like, okay. So he lifted me up, put me back into bed. But I was asleep the entire time he did that.
Do you know where you were going when you walked out the front door?
Probably the park. I'm like, oh, can't wait to next dream about this going down the slide.
Well, why can't you wake someone up? I've heard the same thing. It's bad. What's going to happen? If you're Steph, you're walking out, am I supposed to just, like, walk next to you and wait for you to finally wake up? What's the worst thing that's going to happen if I go, Steph, you're sleeping. Wake up, Steph. It's okay. What's the worst thing that could happen?
I don't know. I don't know if it's something that, like, mentally you get freaked out, or something happens in
a medical episode or something.
They say seizures. That you should not wake up a sleepwalker because it could be startling. It could become dangerous because they could act out, like, not knowing if they're being attacked or something like that. They say that it's just some people, you could give them a heart attack because,
oh gosh,
they're so shocked.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I would like to roll the dice and, like, hope that for the best, because if someone I care about is putting themselves in harm's way, I'm going to be like, wake up, you know?
Just to watch the whole thing go down. Hey, we've got Heads Up coming up next. And for you, tickets to go see Dancing with the Stars live. It's Mix 94.1.
It's time for Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Hey, Nadia, you're caller 20. You ready to play Heads Up?
I am so ready.
All right, we want to get you these tickets. Pick a category. Do you want to go with Frosted Flakes, Dr. Green Thumb, Read a Book, Women's Day, or Barbie Dolls?
Let's go with Read a Book.
Read a Book it is. This week is Nevada Reading Week, and these are all things that are associated with reading. Now, who do you want to pick as your partner?
You, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, Nadia, you got 60 seconds on the clock. You get six correct. You're going to go to Dancing with the Stars live, and you start now.
Sometimes people have to put these on their face so they can see better.
Like glasses.
Yes. If you want to make sure you put this where you just left off so you know where to
bookmark.
Go. Yes. This is the last two words of a story.
The end.
Yes. This is where you look to read, like, what's this, where was this in this chapter? You look it up in the what?
And the past.
Okay. This is, you use one of these at school. You have to check out a what?
A library book.
No, let's pass. This is like, it's an abbreviated version of what this book is about. You're going to read the what?
Synopsis?
Yes, this is it's not a true book, so it's a work of what?
It's fantasy, fiction.
Yes, fiction. You might have to write one of these after you read one.
Essay?
But it's like,
whoa!
It was a book report.
Oh gosh!
A book report.
Oh gosh!
So sorry. Oh, Nadia, hang on the line. You were so close. Oh my goodness!
Where'd you guys get hung? Because you were on, you were cruising through there. Which one did you get hung up
index
on?
Index and textbook.
Yeah,
that was really tough, Nadia. I am so sorry. That means caller 20 right now. You get these tickets. Dancing with the Stars coming to town. Not only will you get the tickets to see them at the Pearl at the Palms, but you'll qualify for that grand prize, which is a meet and greet with the cast. Caller 20 gets it right now. 702-364-9400. Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning. Billie Eilish says that she broke up with her boyfriend after dreaming about Christian Bale. She had a dream about the actor Christian Bale. She said she woke up and she came to her senses. They were having a nice little meal at a cafe, and she just realized how wonderful she felt having this like date with Christian Bale. And that made her realize that she was not where she needed to be in this relationship. Like, she wasn't being treated like she needed to be treated. So she came to her senses, broke up with her boyfriend, and that was that. All because of a dream. Have you ever gotten mad at someone because you had a dream? I mean, they literally have no control over what you dreamt, but you're still mad at them. 702-364-9400. Lizette, have you actually gotten mad at someone because you had a dream about them?
Yes, my husband.
What happened?
He cheated on me.
In your dream?
In my dream.
How mad were you the following morning when he woke up?
Oh, I was so mad at him. I looked at him. I said, how could you? And he was just like, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. And I'm like, yes, you did it in your dream, in my dream.
I laugh, but Lizette, I've done the same thing. I am so with you on that. I dreamt that my husband cheated on me in a dream. I was so upset. We wake up in the morning and he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I'm so upset with you. I can't believe you would do this to our family. And he's like, what did I do? I'm like, you cheated on me in my dream. And he like, the thing was, in my dream, he wasn't even sorry about it. He was like, oh, well. And I was so mad. And so I told him, I'm like, I'm like, you weren't even apologetic in my dream. And he goes, well, I'll make sure to be apologetic if that ever happens. So then I got even more upset. I'm like, what? No, that will never happen. That made me even more upset.
That is, you care? It's not, I had no control over it. It was a dream.
But
Inception, he wants to come into your dream the next night and be like the loving husband and put an end to his affair.
I feel like, why would that pop in my head? Why would you act that way? That was terrible. You should be really apologetic about it. Has anyone else gotten mad at someone for what happened in a dream? Lexi, good morning. What happened to you?
Good morning. When I was pregnant with my first son, I had a dream that my husband was the bachelor. And in my dream, I was still pregnant, but he wouldn't give me the one-on-one rose, and he took me on a group date.
Oh, my gosh. How insulting.
Livid. I know. I woke up, and I said, I can't believe you didn't even take me on a one-on-one date. I'm having your kid.
She's like, yeah, well, I wanted to test the waters, see what else was out there. In your dream, of course.
You ever have a romantic dream about someone, and then you wake up the next day and look at them differently, like, wow, I never thought of the person that way.
Oh, yeah, that's happened a couple of times. It's so weird.
It's so bizarre.
It feels so dirty.
It does. It's nothing like over the top, but it's just something, and you wake up the next day like, huh. Never looked at the person that way before. Interesting.
Don't want to look at you that way either.
It's time for the Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by Best Mattress. Just like David says, sleep easy, friends.
This is going to make a lot of people upset this morning. A sleep expert by the name of Dr. Deborah Lee says that drinking coffee the minute that you wake up may not be your best bet. She says when you wake up, your cortisol level is at its peak. That which is your primary stress hormone, and that enhances your alertness, your focus. It also regulates your metabolism and your immune system response. So if you drink coffee at that point, it's going to do more harm than good. And it's even possible that you could become immune to caffeine. Cortisol follows this rhythm that's really specific to your sleeping cycle. And that explains why your energy kind of peaks in the morning and then you get more tired at night. Well, she says the best time to drink coffee is mid to late morning when your cortisol levels have begun declining already and you feel your first energy slump, that's when you should start drinking it. So let's say you wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's probably going to be around 10 o'clock, but like between 10 and noon. Do you think you could wait that long to have coffee in the morning?
Well, during the week, I get up at 3:30 and I don't have my first cup of coffee until about just after 5 o'clock. So there's a little bit of a wait.
Yeah, you're probably doing the right thing. A doctor told me like 4 or 5 months ago, never drink coffee before you eat something. So I always make sure I eat or mm-hmm. drink a protein shake before. And because I used to do the intermittent fasting, and then he said that's like great like for the short term, but it's not sustainable. So what you should do is just eat a little something, put it in your stomach, because drinking the caffeine on an empty stomach is really, really not good for you.
Is it the same? What if you're eating at the same time? Because I'm always eating, like I start my protein bar and my cup of coffee at the same time.
I don't know. I'll ask him for you. I have no idea.
Because, yeah, no, I see what you're saying. If I just have a cup of coffee off it on an empty stomach, I see how that might upset your stomach. But yeah. Anytime I'm doing my coffee in the morning, I'm always eating something with it. And at the house, I get up, whatever, let's say I get up at 5 o'clock. I'd say the first cup is by 5:30. I'm having that first cup of coffee.
Yeah, I don't drink my coffee till I get here. So I drink a protein shake, so I wait. So I'd say it's like an hour and a half, almost 2 hours.
A little buffer
before,
there, yeah.
Yeah. They said that even just waiting 45 minutes after you get up is better than having it first thing. That said, other sleep experts and doctors say there's really no scientific evidence that having caffeine first thing versus delaying it has any direct effect on alertness, but it's, you know, it's a personal preference kind of thing.
Have you ever gone back to that, your second or third cup? Because you got sick there for a second, then like, didn't you cut out your midday coffee? Did you ever go back to that?
No, I would have 3 cups of coffee every day. Now I only have 2.
You never gone back to that third?
Yeah, and sometimes I miss my second one. I'm not as dependent. I got so sick that I hated the taste of coffee. It was just disgusting. So once I got better, I was like, I'll just drink a cup. And so Then I got back up to 2 cups, but now I'm kind of wavering between 1 and 2. I don't know what happened. Something happened. I just don't like it as much as I used to. It's really bizarre.
Laura, she had some kind of like flu, bronchitis thing going on for a few weeks, and she'll do a cup of coffee every other day. And same thing as you. She started felt like a lot better last week. And this past weekend, she's like, I still have yet to have a craving for a cup of coffee. And I told her about you. You kind of went through the same thing.
It's kind of nice that I'm not as dependent on especially that caffeine as I was before. But who knows if we make it up there. Like when we broadcast live somewhere, we usually get someone else's coffee. I find myself drinking a ton of it. I don't know why. So it's very weird.
Radio Row for the Super Bowl.
Oh, I keep like drinking.
Yes.
It.
I'm like, I'll go home for coffee. Who wants more? You're like me. I think we had like 3 cups each.
Oh, we drank so much coffee. We had these football players with the egos that we had to deal with. We needed our caffeine.
Exactly. We needed to get that energy to shout out their names so they can turn us down for interviews.
All right. Also this morning, this is really cool. Is there a fan base that you think is just so amazing? Taylor Swift fan Emily Harris, she was going to sell her Taylor Swift autographed guitar that her father gave her for her 16th birthday because she wanted to pay for her upcoming wedding. But she was really just hesitant to part with it. She just didn't know what to do. Well, she asked her dad to have the guitar appraised, and he turned to a Taylor Swift Facebook group for advice. Well, that sparked this overwhelming response from fans who encouraged him not to sell the guitar. And many of them suggested that they start a GoFundMe instead to support a fellow Swiftie. They were so moved by the support, they launched this crowdfund page, and it quickly gained traction. Her fans rallied behind her, and they gave more than $1,400 so far to plan towards her wedding fund. The bride-to-be says she's just completely shocked. She can't believe that supporters have come out to help her not sell the guitar. And she also says that any of the extra money that she has, they're going to donate it, of course, to a group that helps autistic children. So I thought that was really
cool.
That
is so sweet.
Wasn't that sweet?
Swift fans are so passionate. Also, your BTS army. And I've seen that in action, too. Because what do you have on the back of your phone that indicates your army?
It's not like an indicator. I just do that there. It's a little BT21 figurine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, we've been places where someone goes to take a picture of us at Disneyland or something, and they see the back of your phone, like, oh, are you Army?
Yeah.
And it's like an instant bond. Like, you guys have been long-lost friends.
Like, most people wouldn't notice it, but then if you are Army, you're like, oh, Koya!
You guys have your whole thing going on. It's neat to see. It's Mix 94.1. This is Mercedes in the Morning.
Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning, 9:05 on a Monday. And you know what that means. It is time for Jerk or Justified. If you ever have a situation you want us to throw out there for Jerk or Justified, we would love to hear from you. You can DM us. You can email us all through our website, mix941.fm.
So we got this one. Let's see here. Who is it from? Miley. And she writes, hi, Mercedes and JC. I need your advice regarding a recent upsetting incident involving my best friend Jessica. Recently, my husband and sisters put a lot of effort into planning a surprise 30th birthday party for me, which I was completely unaware of until a week before the event. To my dismay, Jessica, who's been a close friend for over a decade, unexpectedly called me and completely spoiled the surprise. She gave me all of the details of the party, claiming she couldn't bear to see me show up underprepared, and now she knows I hate surprises. Naturally, her actions left me speechless and deeply disappointed. During the party, I tried to maintain composure and pretend to be surprised, but I couldn't even bring myself to acknowledge Jessica. Instead, she approached me with a flippant remark about doing me a favor by revealing the secret. Needless to say, her behavior has caused a significant rift in our friendship. She goes on to say, I'm having a hard time coming to terms with Jessica's betrayal and struggling to continue the friendship. Am I being a jerk here? Should I sever ties with her? Or do you believe there's a chance to salvage our friendship? Any advice or insights would be greatly appreciated.
Let's go to Susanna. Susanna, jerk or justified? What do you think? Is Miley being a jerk, or was her friend Jessica the jerk? What do you think?
Well, what I'm thinking is that Jessica is not being a bad friend. They just need to communicate with me.
each other. And talk it out.
It sounds to me...
is key in any type of relationship. There's going to be tips, there's going to be raps. She was trying to help out, not wanting to, you know, knowing that her friend didn't like the secret, or knowing that her friend didn't like surprise parties. So that's my take on it.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like her friend was really trying to help her with something, but she screwed up. And that happens. You know when you want to help someone with something and you screw up? It's like, oh man, why did I do that? I was genuinely in my heart trying to help. And now she doesn't know that she should look back and regret it. But I think it's up to you, Miley, to tell her, like, hey, I know your heart was in the right place, but I was really bummed. I wanted that to be a surprise. I was really bummed. I know you didn't do it maliciously, but next time, don't tell me stuff like that.
That's great advice. I think you need to have that conversation. Yes, but I think Jessica was a jerk in this situation, because I think we all have that friend who doesn't like surprises. And if you know a surprise is coming, I think we can kind of judge to tip their hat on something. Mercedes, you in particular, I know you don't like surprises. And there's been times in the past where I kind of tipped your hat to something that's coming, because I think it's you would want the heads up. But if Matt and your siblings were planning a huge birthday surprise party for weeks and weeks and weeks, and they told me about it, I would never. That's a different level surprise. I would never
yes,
say.
Yes, you would.
No, I would not.
Yes, you would.
No, 100%. I would not.
You would tell me.
No way.
Yes, you would.
Not at all. I would, because that's different level. That's Matt planning. That's your sister. That's your brothers. That's different level planning. And that's something you just got to go in and experience. And then once the surprise takes place, I would walk up to you like, oh my gosh, I thought about telling you, but I just couldn't on this one.
And I would be Jessica's like, why did you tell me? No, I'm just kidding.
Jessica's a jerk on this one. I'm sorry. Absolute jerk.
What do you guys think? 702-364-9400. Michael says she made a mistake thinking you would appreciate it because you apparently do not like surprises. Don't throw away 10 years over it. Talk with her. Let her know that even though you don't like surprises, she was wrong, even though she thought she was helping. Fix it. Miranda says, no, now you got to stay friends with her till she has kids and you get the chance to ruin her gender reveal. Fight petty with petty.
That's how you do it right there.
Get her back.
Just sit on it for years.
You'll be so happy. The payoff's going to be huge. Miranda, that's the best advice so far.
I've been waiting 8 years to pay this off.
Hit me, baby, one more time.
It is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning.
And that is it for us on a Monday. Thanks so much for joining us. We had a great time, and we will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Try It Tuesday. We've got that going on. Lots of stuff and more chances for you to win those Reggae in the Desert tickets, more Joe Coy tickets, and more Dancing with the Stars tickets. Make sure you're here bright and early, 5 o'clock. We'll be here. We are headed out. Steph is going to stick around to help you get you through your work day this morning, so keep it right here. And right now it is time for the line of the day.
We can't control when someone dreams about us, but we can control how we react to that person telling us about the dream.
I dreamt that my husband cheated on me in a dream. I was so upset. We wake up in the morning and he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I'm so upset with you. I can't believe you would do this to our family. And he's like, what did I do? I'm like, you cheated on me in my dream. Like, the thing was, in my dream, he wasn't even sorry about it. He was like, oh, well. And I was so mad. And he goes, well, I'll make sure to be apologetic if that ever happens. So then I got even more upset. I mean, he should have just been like, I would never do that, baby.
Who was the mistress? Was there a face to it, or was it just a thing?
It was just a concept. I had heard of it. Yeah, yeah. Luckily, I didn't witness it.
Oh, even more rage.
Yeah.
Well, that'll do it for show number 2016 of Mercedes in the Morning.
Did you miss any part of Mercedes in the Morning? Catch up now by downloading today's show on the Odyssey app. Mercedes in the Morning returns tomorrow morning on Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.